안녕하십니까. 2015학년도 햇님 모의고사 영어 영역 듣기 평가 안내 방송입니다. 잠시 후 1시 10분부터 2015학년도 햇님 모의고사 3교시 영어 영역 듣기 평가 방송을 시작하겠습니다. 수험생 여러분은 편안한 마음으로 방송에 귀를 기울여 주시고 감독 선생님께서는 스피커의 음량을 알맞게 조절해 주십시오. 수험생 여러분은 답안을 작성하기 전에 반드시 답안지 왼쪽 해당란에 성명, 수험번호 등을 정확하게 기입하고 표기하였는지 확인하시기 바랍니다. 답란에 정답을 표기하기 전에 답안지에 있는 수험생이 지켜야 할 일을 꼭 확인하십시오. 듣기 평가 문제는 1번부터 17번까지입니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 문제지에 있는 5개의 답지 중에서 맞는 답 하나만 골라 답안지의 해당 란에 바르게 표기하십시오. 듣기 평가는 타종 없이 시작됩니다. 이제 문제지 표지를 넘기시기 바랍니다. 그럼 지금부터 3교시 영어 영역 듣기 평가를 시작하겠습니다.
1번부터 17번까지는 듣고 답하는 문제입니다. 1번부터 15번까지는 한 번만 들려주고 16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하시기 바랍니다. 1번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Luke, don't you think Shane spends too much time on the computer games these days?
I agree. He really needs to cut down his gaming time.
Why don't we set a password so he can use the computer only under our permission?
2번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
I heard Alice is in the hospital right now.
Why? Is she sick?
Well, she has to spend a week in hospital for drinking expired milk.
3번. 다음을 듣고 여자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Good morning, everyone. I'm an exhibit host at the Rose Community Center. I'm thrilled to tell you that the annual Duncan Book Festival will take place for 4 days from next Tuesday at the Community Center. The exhibition hall will open at 9 a.m., and close at 6:30 p.m. and the programs will begin at 10 a.m. At the festival, you can meet many famous authors. More than 60 writers will come and have a signing event, talk about their new books, or participate in book discussion with their readers. They will also participate in interviews, which you can see later in the local community website. Furthermore, there will be a children's activity area to make the festival enjoyable for the entire family. So come and have fun in this wonderful event.
4번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
We are grateful to have you here with us today, Professor Henry.
My pleasure. I'm also excited to meet you all. So what is it that you want to know about?
Well, many of our students wanted to hear your opinion about workplace of the future.
In my opinion, future workplace will be different from today's workplace in many ways.
What will be the biggest difference?
There will be more people working in home rather than working in a company building.
That's interesting. What made you think so?
As the internet system grows and improves, more companies will let their employees do their job at home.
I see. Thank you for being here today and sharing your insight of future workplace with us.
It was my pleasure. Thank you for inviting me today.
(5번) 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계를 가장 잘 나타낸 것을 고르시오.
Wow, it's freezing today, Mr. James.
It sure is. The weather forecast says the temperature won't go up until next week.
Then are we going to practice in gym today?
No. After stretching in the gym, we'll go outside. By the way, Amy, you look pretty tired. Are you all right?
Well, the pressure of national competition kept me awake since a few days ago.
You've done really great job on your training. You'll do great at the competition, too.
Without your guidance, I couldn't have come this far.
No. What I did for you was nothing much. It is you who made the today's work.
Thank you, Mr. James. I'll do my best.
6번. 대화를 듣고 그림에서 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Harold, are you reading a fashion magazine?
Yeah, how people dress themselves is quite interesting. Do you want to have a look?
Sure. Oh, this brimmed hat with ribbon is so stylish.
I think so too. And look, this circle necklace is adorable.
But don't you think this long black skirt is a bit old-fashioned?
I know what you mean, but I think she wore that dress to give an elegant impression.
Oh, I see. So that may be the reason she is holding a classic-looking square bag.
Yes, and those black flat shoes, too.
7번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 여자를 위해 할 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hi, Mrs. Benjamin.
Hi, Mr. Hugh.
So are you enjoying living here in your new apartment?
Absolutely. Oh, and I'd like to invite you and your wife for tea someday.
Thank you. We'd love to. By the way, why did you call me?
I totally forgot. Sorry. I was hoping you would move your car to someplace else. I need to go out and buy my daughter's birthday cake.
Sure. I like everything about this place except the parking lot. It's too small.
That's what I think. There are so many cars. It's difficult to find a parking space without blocking others' cars.
And most of the time I have to come down and remove my car so the other car can move.
Yes, I know. I also think it is super annoying, both calling the car owner and coming down to remove the car.
Right. Anyway, I'll move my car right away. Say happy birthday to your daughter for me.
8번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 하이킹을 갈 수 없는 이유를 고르시오.
Hello, Emma. What's up?
Hi, Jim. I was going to ask you if you can go hiking with me this weekend.
Sorry, I can't.
Why not? Do you have anything in plan this weekend?
No, I think I'll just stay home all day.
Then what's the problem? Are you sick?
No, I'm fine. Actually, I'm quite healthy these days.
Then why can't you come?
My sister broke her arm while skating. I need to take care of her over the weekend.
Oh, that's too bad. Well, then I'll see you next time.
9번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 지불할 금액을 고르시오.
How can I help you?
Hi, I'm looking for some fairy tale books.
Okay. The Lucy fairy tale series seems to be popular among children nowadays.
Good. How much are they each?
They are $15 per book.
Do you have a book you want to recommend to me?
Actually, I recommend you buy all 6 of them.
Can I get a discount then?
If you buy the package that contains all 6 books, it is half price.
Oh, really? That's a real bargain. Then I'll take that.
You mean the package with the 6 books, right?
Yes, and I want it wrapped, too.
Of course. The wrapping costs $2. Is it okay?
That will be fine. Wrap it with the blue ribbon, please.
10번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 새 사무실에 대해 언급하지 않은 것을 고르시오.
I haven't seen you for a while, Matilda. How are you? I heard you moved your office.
I'm fine, thank you. And yes, I moved my office about a month ago.
Well, I thought you really liked your old office. Why did you move?
Yes, I really did like the old one, but the new office is so close to my house.
Is it? Where is it?
It is within 5-minute walk from my house.
Right. How is the view? I recall your old office had a beautiful view.
The view is not that bad, but it is not as nice as the old ones.
I see. Have there been any more reasons for the move?
Yeah, I expanded my business and hired 3 more employees, so I needed a larger place.
Seems like your business is running great. Glad to hear that.
Thank you. And lastly, the new office is not as noisy as the last one.
11번. 글로벌 와일드라이프에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. The topic I want to introduce you today is endangered animals. For that reason, I'd like to talk about Global Wildlife, which is a conservation organization made to save endangered species worldwide. The organization's goal is to connect people with wildlife conservation and to end this fight. Recently, Global Wildlife has succeeded in protecting many endangered species. So far, they have reintroduced 25 species back into the wild. Red-legged frogs, 3 species of reptiles, 12 species of birds, and 10 species of mammals. Additionally, their scientists analyze over 2,000 samples each year and have discovered some previously unidentified bacteria. Through their conservation work, they hope to create a future where people and wildlife can live together in peace. For more information or questions about Global Wildlife, please visit www.globalwildlife.org. globalwild.org.
(12번) 다음 대화를 듣고 여자가 선택한 진공청소기 모델을 고르시오.
Excuse me. I'd like to buy a vacuum cleaner with a dust bag that can hold more than 2 liters. Do you have any?
Of course we do. This one can hold up to 5 liters dust bag.
Oh, that's nice, but I don't think I'll ever use that much.
This one is smaller and it can hold up to 3 liters.
That will be good. How much is it?
There are 2 types of vacuum that can hold up to 3 liters. One is $240 and the other one is $260.
What's the difference?
The $260 one has more stronger suction power than the cheaper one.
In that case, I'll take the more expensive one.
Thank you for your purchase. Great choice.
13번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Welcome, Mr. Garfield. Please sit down.
Thank you.
Let's see. You majored in Korean and your TOEIC score is pretty impressive.
Yes, I've had interest in Korea since I was a child, so I tried hard not only to speak Korean fluently, but also to write and read it without any problem.
Great. I see you also lived in Korea for 2 years.
Yes, I lived in Seoul to experience Korean culture.
Wow, you are so passionate. So, how did you find out about our job opening?
I came across your ad on a Korean internet site.
Okay. So, if you get hired, you want to work at the Korea Cooperation Department, right?
Yes, I think it is really my dream job.
Well, you seem like a perfect person for our company.
14번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Clara, do you know any good restaurant near City Hall?
Sure. There's a nice French restaurant on the Blossom Street. What's the special occasion?
My little niece Julia is coming home this weekend for holiday.
That's nice. Isn't she a freshman next year?
Yeah, I want to buy her a nice dinner. What's special about this restaurant?
It serves a lot of authentic French food only. I heard that the chef there had won several certificates.
Great. What is the name of the restaurant?
It's Midnight in Paris. There is one more reason I recommend this place.
What is it?
15번. 다음 상황의 설명을 듣고 수가 데이비드에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Sue and David are married and have 3 children. This summer, they decided to go camping with their new tent. David told Sue that he wants to go hiking around the campground, and Sue told David that campground must have lake or river near it, for children love playing in the water. Luckily, they found the campground, which is near both hiking course and lake. They can choose between 2 places. The one with no hot water and electricity, which costs only $30 per night, but the other with them, which costs $45 per night. Then, David recalls having an inconvenience last year for not having any electricity. So he picks the place that has an electricity and hot water provided. But Sue thinks the place David picked costs too much. What would Sue say to David in this situation?
(16번부터 17번까지는) 두 번 들려줍니다. 16번과 17번. 다음을 듣고 물음에 답하시오.
Good morning, students. As I said in the last class, a myth is a story about gods or magical creatures that people once believed to exist. Today I'd like to talk about the origins of myths. Firstly, one theory claims that myths are distorted accounts of real historical events. According to this theory, storytellers repeatedly elaborate upon historical accounts until the figures in those accounts gain the status of gods. This theory is named ehumerism. Secondly, according to the allegory theory, myths began as allegories for natural phenomena. Apollo represents the sun. Poseidon represents water, and so on. Thirdly, according to the theory of mythopoeic thought, the ancients tended to view things as persons, not as mere objects. Thus, they described natural events as acts of personal gods, giving rise to myths. Lastly, according to the myth and ritual theory, people begin performing rituals for some reason that is not related to myths. Later, after they have forgotten the original reason for a ritual, they try to account for the ritual by inventing a myth and claiming that the ritual celebrates the events described in that myth. Now, let's review what we studied today. Good morning, students. As I said in the last class, a myth is a story about gods or magical creatures that people once believed to exist. Today I'd like to talk about the origins of myths. Firstly, one theory claims that myths are distorted accounts of real historical events. According to this theory, storytellers repeatedly elaborate upon historical accounts until the figures in those accounts gain the status of gods. This theory is named ehumerism. Secondly, according to the allegory theory, myths began as allegories for natural phenomena. Apollo represents the sun. Poseidon represents water, and so on. Thirdly, according to the theory of mythopoeic thought, the ancients tended to view things as persons, not as mere objects. Thus, they described natural events as acts of personal gods, giving rise to myths. Lastly, according to the myth and ritual theory, people begin performing rituals for some reason that is not related to myths. Later, after they have forgotten the original reason for a ritual, they try to account for the ritual by inventing a myth and claiming that the ritual celebrates the events described in that myth. Now, let's review what we studied today.
16번. 남자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은? (17번) 언급된 이론이 아닌 것은? (이제) 듣기 말하기 문제가 끝났습니다. (18번부터는) 문제지의 지시에 따라 답을 하시기 바랍니다.